G'day. I'm Gabriel. My name, Gabriel, I'm an angel. You look surprised. Haven't you ever seen an angel before? No. Well, as most of you haven't seen angels before, let me tell you a little bit about myself. My name's Gabriel. It means man of God. It's a pretty cool name. Man of God. Now, I'm one of only two angels that God tells you what their names are in the Bible. Just me and Michael. But there's lots more of us. There's 10,000 times 10,000 angels, as it says in Revelation 5, verse 11, which is really kind of more than anyone can count. Just, there's so many angels, you can't get your head around it. Don't ask me how many of us can dance on a pinhead, because I'm not allowed to tell you everything there is to know about angels, because God has decided that there's only certain things you need to know. So I'll tell you a bit about angels because you're not that familiar with us, but keep that in mind, that I'm not going to tell you what our favorite pastimes are, what things we like to eat, that kind of thing. There's a bit of limits on it. And just so you can make sure I'm keeping to the limits, you'll see I've got the Bible references where God's already told you these things, so you can note it down and check it out. Angels. First and most importantly, we're real. I'm real. You might not have seen us before, but we're real. Most of the people out there don't believe that angels exist, but we're real. Actually, maybe there's more people out there who believe that angels exist than there are in here. You need to know, angels are real. There's lots of us, as I mentioned. Revelation chapter 5 tells you that. And we're spiritual beings. Spiritual beings. But we're not spiritual beings like God. We're very different from Him. See, there's only one Lord Almighty. There's lots of us. And we're created. We're beings that have been made. You can read about in Psalm 148, we've been made, just like you've been made. But we were made first. Because we were around when God was doing the rest of creation. We were there with Him. Doing His commands. Serving Him. And it's our role, our special role, that we get to sometimes kind of be a go-between between heaven and earth. We get to share messages. Now I, Gabriel, I get to stand in the presence of God. As you can read about in Luke chapter 1. I stand in the presence of God. Can you imagine what that's like? No, you're looking at me thinking that's so brilliant and overpoweringly white. But I'm nothing compared to God. When I stand in God's presence, I have to use my wings to cover my eyes. Because of His holiness, because of His great majesty. It's too much even for me to bear when I'm in the presence of the holy, holy, holy Lord. But I serve the Lord and we respond to the Lord. And we angels, we respond to God's brilliance, His amazing being. A lot of the time we respond by praising Him. You can read about it a lot in the Bible. We spend a lot of time praising Him and singing. I'll leave that to the shepherd to tell you about next week, all the singing that angels do. But we praise God as is only fitting for someone who's so great. And we obey Him because He's God. He's the Lord. And He made us. And that's who we are. That's our role, to obey Him, to serve Him, to do what He would have us do. And there's lots of things He gets angels to do. He gets us to deliver messages. As we do, as you can read about in Judges chapter 6, we bring judgment. We enact the judgment of God. We attend at times to the needs of people, particularly God's people. You can read about how we attend to Elijah's needs in 1 Kings chapter 19. But one of the most important jobs that we do, one of the most special jobs angels do, is that we explain. We explain things. Sometimes to the prophets, like Daniel. We explain God's plan, what God is doing. Help them understand. And this is really exciting, because the more we get to explain, the more God shares with us so that we can share with the prophets and others, the more we get insight into what God's plan is. Because even we don't know it all yet. We don't know how God is going to bring about His plan. Now, can you imagine that? Like, that's my job. To work in serving God in bringing about His plan. To tell people that and help them understand. But I don't know how it's coming together. I don't know how all the pieces fit in. Imagine if you were working for your whole life, your whole career at a job, doing tasks, doing bits and pieces, but you couldn't see how it all fit together to amount to something. You didn't know what it was building towards. Can you imagine how curious you would be? Going, oh, all these little tasks I'm doing, what's it gonna happen? How long's it gonna take? When's it gonna all be done? What's it gonna look like? How impatient would you be to know that? Well, imagine that. For us angels have been doing it for thousands of years. Thousands of years we've been serving the Lord, helping bring about His plans, and yet we don't know. We haven't seen from the start how it all fits together. And so we long to look into it. We long to understand it. To understand how all God's plans come together. And overcome the problems in the world. Overcome the problems. Your problems. Humankind's problems. Problems of the fact that He made you and He loves you, but you rejected Him. But you thought it's better to ignore Him. To do your own thing. That's a big problem. And the problem of God's judgment that you all deserve to face because of it. So God's working at His plan in the world, but there's this problem that something He's got to deal with. He's got to factor it into His purposes. He's got to somehow work out how does His love for people and His righteousness, His justice, how can He hold them both together? How can He love people that deserve His anger? Well, God's been giving us hints as we've been sharing it with different people throughout the history of the world, different prophets, different people as part of God's kingdom. We've been getting glimpses and we've been putting it together, and it's pretty exciting seeing how it all fits in, But can you imagine my excitement and my joy when God gave me this message to give to Mary? This was it. This is what we've been waiting thousands of years to find out. All God's plans were coming together in this. A baby being born. And so I took the message and I went and I told it to Mary. You can read about it in your Bibles in Luke chapter 2. Maybe you've heard it before. It's a famous story. Luke chapter 1 starts in verse 26. God sent me, Gabriel, to Nazareth, in the land of Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And so I went. I went to Nazareth in Galilee. I went to this virgin pledged to be married to Joseph, whose name was Mary. And I said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored with the Lord." And she was a bit freaked out. It happens a lot when we talk to people. But I said, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You have found favor with God." See, sometimes we do bring judgment. But for Mary, this was a message that God had chosen her, that she was special in God's plans. This was a great message. This was an exciting message. One that she should be excited about as well. So I told her, "Mary, you will conceive and give birth to a son, a baby boy, and you are to call him Jesus. He'll be great. He'll be called the Son of the Most High, the Son of God Almighty. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he'll reign over Jacob's descendants forever, and his kingdom will never end." Like, this is as big as it gets. Mary was going to give birth to this child who was going to be the Son of God Almighty, who was going to be a descendant of David, who would rule forever as the king over God's people. This is it. It's all coming together. All the promises of God that he's made to bring about a forever king, to bring about salvation. Because that's what the name Jesus means. He saves. That's what God's doing here in Mary. You think she's going to be over the moon and all these things that are happening. And she's blown away, but she's actually, at first she was a little struck on the personal level. She's thinking, "Well, hang on, I'm a virgin. How am I going to have a baby?" So I had to reassure her first. Now the Holy Spirit is going to make it happen. God's Spirit will work, will come on you, and His power will overshadow you. And that's how the baby will be conceived. And this Holy One, will be called the Son of God. Even though He's your son, and Joseph's going to be His father, He's actually going to be God's son. This is it. The Son, the promised one we've been waiting for. Finally, after thousands of years, it's getting different pictures of what it might look like, of how God might draw together these threads, solving humankind's problems. He's sending a Savior. It starts with this baby and this woman, Mary. I've got to tell you, that was the best message I ever got to deliver. Ever yet. Now, you might be pretty excited hearing about this message that I delivered and thinking that I'm here tonight with you. Maybe I've got the same message for someone here. Maybe it's for you. Unfortunately, no. I don't have much. There's no more virgin births. There's only one. And it's done. It's done. Jesus was born. This Savior came. God's King grew up and lived and reigned over God's kingdom. And then His own people killed Him. But He rose again. He came back to life and He's still reigning. He's still the King. He's still God's King. And He's going to reign forever, just like I told Mary. And you know what? Even though none of you get to have this baby, it's still a pretty important message for you. It's still a message worth hearing from an angel. God's Son has come into the world. God has sent His Savior. God's King is reigning. And it happened through Mary. Through this unlikely, young, unimpressive, unqualified fiancé. Happened through her. Just like I told Mary it would. Because when God gives me a message and I pass it on, the reality is no word from God will ever fail. It's what happens. Jesus is the King. And the reality is that Jesus is your King. He's the King that you've got to grapple with. Now, overall, despite the surprise, Mary responded to this message pretty well. She had some questions about how it would work, but she responded pretty well. Did you see? After I told her all this and explained that it was sure that no message from God would ever fail, she responds by saying, well, she said, I'm the Lord's servant. May your word be fulfilled. She's trusted in what God said to her through me. She received the message with faith. And let me tell you, Cranbrook Night Church, that's the same response that God wants from you. To hear the message that I gave to Mary, and to respond in faith. To trust that God is bringing about His plans, that He knows what He's doing, that He has a great purpose and solution worked out, and that it's all being put into effect through this little baby, through this young Virgin Mary. And we celebrate it at Christmas. Friends, have you responded to that message already? Have you responded in faith? Are you trusting in this promised Savior and King? Have you recognized Jesus? Are you trusting in Him? If not, don't let another day go by without doing it. This is the most important news I've ever had to deliver. The most important news there is to deliver. That's why your church puts on big carols events down in the park to deliver that news to people from the community. It's a great privilege for you to be able to join with me in spreading that message. It's a great privilege, isn't it? A great message. It's a great message that brings joy to us as we deliver it. And it's a great message that brings life. It brings eternal hopes to those who receive it. I really hope that you have received that message. That you're going to be one of those people that's going to join me on the last day as I sing praise to the Lord Almighty for what He's done in sending His Son to be born of the Virgin Mary. How about I pray for you? That you'd understand that message all the more, that you'd all respond in faith, and that you'd take up my mantle, maybe not literally, in passing it on, in sharing it with all those around us who desperately need to hear that message more than anything else. Let's pray. Great God Almighty, God who has planned the end from the beginning. Thank you for what you have revealed. That you first revealed to Mary all those years ago about the child that she was to bear. The child, Jesus. Your son. The king who reigns over your people forever. Thank you for that exciting message. The message of hope for human beings who have been under your judgment since they rebelled against you. Thank you for that hope of salvation in Jesus, the Savior. Please help each person here to understand that hope, to respond to that hope with faith, and to be joyful, to be excited about sharing that hope, that message with others. Great God, please do that amongst these people here in Cranbrook for your glory. Amen.